Doopity-doo. If you are wise, you'll listen to us.
That's right. You'll listen to us on this next episode of Popcorn and Lore. Thank you so much for joining us. Stephanie, thanks for that great introduction.
So stupid. Sorry. Thank you.
You know, it was fun.
Oh, yeah. No, unfortunately, I'm sorry to subject you all to my singing voice, but I thought it'd be a little cute with the, you know, with the topic we're going to be talking about today.
Absolutely. This story is near and dear to my heart. This movie adaptation that we're going to cover first, not so much, but the story in general. Stephanie, what are we going to be talking about?
We're going to be talking about Willy Wonka and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
That's right.
Two great movies,
yes.
Both in their own rights. I grew up on Willy Wonka, so I do prefer that movie. But there are a couple things, especially like the CGI and some other stuff, that I think Charlie and Chocolate Factory does very well.
Yes. And we'll talk a little bit about the book. It's been a while since I've read the book by Roald Dahl. And we're going to really try hard to say that name properly in this episode. But my favorite movie is Tim Burton's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Between these two, that is my favorite. I really enjoy that one. I think it's a little bit of a darker tone in the film. But overall, I really do like it. But without further ado, we'll let Stephanie take it away.
So, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, that was released in 1971. And actually had a G rating. So it was a little lower. It involves a poor but hopeful boy seeks one of five golden tickets that will be that will send him on a tour of the Willy Wonka mysterious chocolate factory, because it has been shut down for a long time, or at least no one's been going in and out. It hasn't been really shut down. They're still producing chocolate, but no actual people have been going in and out. Right. And you find out because people were trying to steal Willy Wonka's recipes. And so, and then he found in some mysterious land or something like that, these little things called Oompas, Oompa Loompas.
Ah, yes,
now,
Oompa Loompa.
This movie was directed by Mel Stewart and starred Gene Wilder and a lot of other good actors and actresses. I think the kids in this movie were fantastic in there. Peter, who played Charlie, and all the other ones, they did a very good job of representing stereotypical culture back then. Not Charlie as much, but the other kids like were more stereotypical. And kind of just they leaned into that. But I think this movie was really good because it brought some wonder to the world. But it also kind of showed, like, you know, things were hard for Charlie and for his family. And it's still in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and, of course, Willy Wonka, both of them. The fact that the grandfather, one of the grandfathers, mysteriously could walk after he got the golden ticket. I was still mad about that, because I was like, if you can mysteriously walk then you could have done something before and been helping work, because it was just Charlie's mom and Charlie.
Right.
You know, working and doing stuff.
Right. And did Mr. Bucket not have a job at that point? Because I know in the Tim Burton film, his father, I believe, worked at a toothpaste factory.
Or at least had the tubes made. In the original, he didn't have a dad. I think it was just his mom and him and then his grandparents.
Wow.
Okay. I do believe. Yeah, no, there is no father on this one.
And good old Grandpa George, which really inspires Charlie to go after that golden ticket.
Yeah, and it's always good to have those people in your lives to inspire you to try to do something that, you know, you may think is unattainable or, you know, chance. But also, you know, they got to enjoy chocolate, which, of course, especially back in that time period, you know, that was a commodity. You know, like, you couldn't just get it, you know, cheaply at times.
Right.
But also, it's like you had more things to spend your money on that just needed to be done. But this movie, though, when they go into the Willy Wonka's factory, you know, they get into a whole bunch of hijinks there. It does have a 70s feel to it, of course, because it was, you know, released in the 70s. But it, you know, looking at it, some of the stuff doesn't, like, some of the graphics don't hold up as much. Also, the one thing that I do love about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory versus Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is the chocolate river itself. because the world that was brought into it and the song that Willy Wonka sings during there is amazing. But the river itself, it doesn't really look much like chocolate. It kind of looks more like the sewer. But Charlie and the Chocolate Factory looks like it's actual chocolate. Yeah.
And if memory serves me right, I believe the river in the Gene Wilder version almost looks orange. Does it not?
It's not as much orange.
It just does not look like chocolate
it's
at all.
More like watered down, like hot chocolate, I think.
It's like putting the Yoo-hoo drink in a body of water and expecting it to look
good. That's exactly what it looks like. But with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, you want to talk more about that one?
Absolutely. Do we want to go with the book or the movie?
I say let's stick to the movies, okay. A little bit more, but of course, the both of these are books, mm-hmm. And also musical.
Yes.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory became a musical in 2013. I never knew that until we looked it up a little bit ago. Both movies have singing in it.
Yes.
Some I think is a little better than others at times. But again, like it's also the time period. The thing I liked about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is that they updated it.
Yes,
they didn't keep it in the like with the 70s feel of the kid who watched too much TV. It became video games instead.
Right.
So, but I want you to talk a little bit more about the movie.
Absolutely. So this adaptation, my favorite film adaptation of the book. Is the 2005 film directed by Tim Burton. And if you're familiar with Tim Burton's work, it's got a bit of a darker tone to it. It's not as bright and sunny and optimistic. This film stars Johnny Depp as the eccentric chocolatier Willy Wonka. And I'll just say, this performance, regardless of what you think of Mr. Depp at this point in history, this performance, in my opinion, is just hilarious. It's funny. It's interesting. It's dynamic. He's got this voice that is just bizarre. If you haven't seen the movie, I highly recommend you go see it for the voice alone. But it basically follows the same plot with some minor changes in terms of detail. Wonka's costume or outfit is a little bit different than Wonka's outfit in the original movie. We've also got, as Stephanie said, just a modernized version of the story. Instead of watching TV too much, we've got video games. Violet Beauregard is an interesting character, along with Veruca Salt, Charlie Bucket, and then we've got Augustus Gloop, and who doesn't love that whole cast of characters right there? And along with this updated version comes an updated version of different songs, or new songs, in this film compared to the age-old Oompa Loompa performance that Stephanie did for us earlier in the episode. Or, yeah, you did that, of course, yes.
Yes, but I do have to say, the updated version of that song ish that at least that they replaced it with, I think it was too high pitched for my liking. But I did like some of the transitions into some of those songs to upgrade them for the times.
Yes. The songs were a little more poppy, if you will. I do think one thing that I appreciated about the film, and perhaps if we wanted to go deeper into this later on, we could definitely get back to it at some point. But I do feel like they really showed the adverse conditions that the Bucket family was in it to a more drastic extent than the previous film. They talked about eating cabbage soup forever. The father, I believe, lost his job. He was laid off. And so you have that dynamic of they're really struggling to get by. And at this point, you know, Charlie is kind of a lone kid. He doesn't seem to have a lot of friends, or really any friends at this point. But he has this admiration for this bizarre chocolatier. And we find out, of course, that Grandpa George used to work for Willy Wonka, at least according to this version. I don't know if the other film...
I don't remember, but I don't think he did. Okay. But I'd have to go back and triple check.
Okay. And kind of the same deal, we get the sense that Grandpa George is encouraging Charlie to pursue this dream of chocolate with Mr. Wonka. Charlie actually made a replica of the chocolate factory from just like toothpaste caps from the tubes of toothpaste, which is just crazy because you can see this kid is creative. He's a dreamer. He's fun. He just needed a chance. And when this contest came about with the golden tickets, of course, anybody in their right mind would say, well, Charlie doesn't have a chance. And most people in the film probably felt that way, the other characters. But Grandpa George encouraged Charlie to go after that. And later on, of course, we find out that he did get a golden ticket.
Yes. And even in the Willy Wonka, like, Grandpa George was always very, very supportive.
Yes.
And kept pushing him to move forward. One thing I do kind of like about both movies, and it's kind of funny, is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is more about Charlie. But Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is more about Willy Wonka.
Yes. And in fact, in the Johnny Depp, Tim Burton version, we see a very flawed Willy Wonka. We kind of see that in the other version as well. I believe Gene Wilder's Wonka kind of goes on a rant or kind of gets a little bit rude with Charlie at the end of the film. In the Tim Burton version, we see almost a selfish Wonka that's not really forthcoming with the truth. He's got some problems with his father. He's got some issues there. His father, ironically enough, is a dentist. And Mr. Wonka, of course, is a chocolatier. And so you can see the contrast there. He does make good with his father by the end of the film. Things are worked out. But of course, the grand prize for those who would stick around and follow the rules is that they get a chocolate factory. And at that age, who doesn't want a chocolate factory? And so he keeps trying to encourage Charlie to, you know, spread his wings from his family. And that, in fact, one of the lines in the film, I don't know why I find it amusing, but Wonka's like, oh, come on, you can't have family hanging around you like an old dead goose. And he looks at the grandparents and goes, no offense. And so you have this Wonka that is not really big on family because he's got a scarred relationship with his father. By the end of the film, he becomes family with the bucket. It's really neat.
Yeah, and I really love how, yeah, they brought that into there. One thing about with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Wonka in there, he's more childlike.
Yes.
In the original, the Willy Wonka, he's an adult now.
Yes.
That still loves the kid stuff, but he realizes he's growing out of it.
Yeah.
And needs that more new inspiration and needs to pass on to the next generation.
I do want to make a quick note of the cast here for the Tim Burton version. As I said, we've got Johnny Depp as Willy Wonka. Get Freddie Highmore as Charlie Bucket. Freddie does great work. I'm not very familiar with the rest of this cast as far as that goes in terms of their work, but we've got David Kelly as Grandpa Joe.
It was Grandpa Joe. You keep calling him George. You started calling him George.
Oh.
But it's Grandpa Joe.
Oh, gosh.
Is what it is.
Well, I realized that I had been calling Grandpa Joe Grandpa George.
Yeah.
Which is a huge error on my part. And for someone who loves the story, that's really sad. But anyway, it's Grandpa Joe, and he's played by David Kelly. We've got Helena Carter playing Mrs. Bucket, Noah Taylor playing Mr. Bucket, Missy Pyle playing Mrs. Beauregard, James Fox playing Mr. Salt, Deep Roy as the Oompa Loompa, and we've got Christopher Lee, who also plays Count Dooku for you Star Wars lovers out there,
whoa,
who plays Dr. Wonka, who is, in fact, Willy Wonka's father. And he plays a masterful performance, in my opinion. But an all-around great movie. As Stephanie said, it misses the nostalgia of the old one in the sense that it is new, it is updated. So for those who really love the older film, you're probably not going to be as attached to this film as I am. But one of the reasons I'm attached to this performance, and this is part of the reason we started this podcast, Stephanie and I are of two different generations. We're not that far removed, but I am Gen Z, Steph's a millennial. And the things I grew up with, some of them are similar to what Stephanie grew up with, but not entirely. But this is one of those instances where we kind of diverge in terms of what we prefer.
Yeah, and also it's a matter of we watch these at different points in our lives. When I was a kid, that's when I watched Willy Wonka. Now, granted, it was older because I wasn't born until, you know, the last year of the 80s. So it was already pretty old by then, but when Charlie and the Chocolate Factory came out, because Charlie and the Chocolate Factory came out in, I do believe it was 2005. you know, I was already in junior high, slash high school ish by that point, depending on what months it came out on. So, you know, it was, I was already a teenager. I was no longer a kid who could, you know, I mean, I still had, you know, dreams, hopes, and still love that kind of stuff, because I still love Disney movies and everything, but I was already past kind of that demographic for that.
Yeah.
Now, also, Tim Burton, love his movies. A lot of them. You know his style. You know, like you said before, it was a little darker and everything, but he just has his kind of style to it. But again, like, I grew up with the original, the Willy Wonka one, and to me, that just has always, for me, been, certain parts of it have been better.
Absolutely. And I think one thing that I want to point out, I've had people tell me that the newer version, the Burton Depp version, is creepy to them. But to me, the original movie is far creepier. And I'll give one instance of this. They're headed through the Chocolate River, or they're on the boat in the Chocolate River, and they go through this tunnel. And Wonka, and I've got the lines pulled up here. This is a quote. It was just creepy with the visuals, the way Gene Wilder was acting. It was a great performance. But as a kid watching this, it scared me.
Yeah.
He says, there's no earthly way of knowing which direction we are going. There's no knowing where we're going or which way the river's flowing. Is it raining? Is it snowing? Is a hurricane a-blowing? And it goes on. It's just bizarre. Well, and as a kid, I just remember having a very unsettling feeling when that was going on.
He also delivers those lines very serious.
Oh, he does.
Very. And also you have that 70s, like all the different colors changing, the graphics and everything. So yeah, I can see how that was creepy to me also. However, I think where a lot of people think Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is a little creepy is more in the performance, which Johnny Depp did an excellent performance with the movie he was given and everything. Like, he did great, but it jarred people because the original Willy Wonka acted more like an adult who enjoyed building candies and designing that stuff for kids, which he seemed to be more grown up about it. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory Wonka is more kid-like with serious daddy issues, parent issues. So, you know, it was just jarring a little bit. Also, some people don't like Tim Burton's style a little bit, too. It's a little jarring at times. So it just depends on what you like and everything. Right. But again, the performance of, I think, Willy Wonka himself was kind of what changed it a little bit, especially for the people who grew up on the original.
Well, and the difference between the two films on that river ride is that in the Gene Wilder version, we have that bizarre, out-of-place imagery. I think it does show Slugworth, who, in fact, we find out in the film, I think in the original, he was hired by Wonka. But in the book, I believe Slugworth was actually a spy for another company or corporation.
I do believe,
They were trying to steal Wonka's recipes. But in the Johnny Depp version, what we have is we're going down the river, and it's actually part of the tour where he points out different rooms in the factory. Have you heard the theory? This is interesting to me.
Okay.
Have you heard the theory that Wonka, Willy Wonka, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, is a horror story?
Yes, I have.
So basically what we have here is this idea that Wonka is getting rid of these kids.
Yeah.
And terrorizing these families.
See, in the original, you actually get to see the kids go away.
Yeah.
And you know they're okay.
Right.
But with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, they just vanish.
Yeah.
Out of their certain ways. But like, it's never brought back up again, like, that they're okay.
Yes. And by the end of the film, I do think you see that they're alive, at least. But it's a little creepy as a kid. You've got Mike TV in the newer version, who's stretched out. He's elongated and just different. And it's kind of bizarre as a kid to look at this and go, well, these kids are at a chocolate factory and their lives are being changed. A little creepy.
Well, and I think...
that might be a fun
question. It's... Anyway. Yeah, and down the line here, the deal is, too, is, like, kids grow up and change, and, you know, This is was I think also teaching kids, you know, if you act a certain way, like Charlie, he still doesn't, he still breaks a rule.
Yes.
But yet, because he admitted it, because he was willing to give up what he supposedly was supposed to have won, though Wonka knew that he'd broken a rule and was waiting for him to, he gave it up,
right.
You know, was willing to give it up. That's why he was able to get the factory, because right. you know, he admitted to that. And, you know, the other kids, they were spoiled brats,
yes.
honestly.
And that's one of the very just beautiful qualities of the story, is you have this kid, Charlie Bucket, who he doesn't have a lot, and he's made fun of, he's kind of the outcast. But by the end of the film, he's a kid who, from a certain point of view, to quote Obi-Wan Kenobi, has it all. I'll go ahead and read a description from a Screen Rant article here. This is on ScreenRant.com. It says, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory has a lot of classic elements of a horror movie. Inside Wonka's factory, the children are picked off one by one, similar to a slasher movie like Halloween or A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, no, I can definitely see that too. And it's...
Imagine dressing up as Willy Wonka for Halloween.
That would actually be kind of cool. And actually, especially now with the new Wonka movie coming out.
Yes.
Like, his outfit in there is pretty cool. I've watched the trailer. And I know at first when I heard there was a Willy Wonka movie coming out, I'm like, again, are we just going to remake the one of the two that have just, you know, came out in the back in, you know, 1971 and then 2005? But no, this one actually is Willy Wonka doesn't have a factory, doesn't have a shop to sell chocolate in. And I think, the actor they have to play him. And again, Johnny Depp, with what he was given and everything, he did a fantastic job. I think his acting was on par. Of course the original Willy Wonka, of course, the original Willy Wonka, he did a fantastic job.
Yes.
Timothy Chalamet.
Yes.
And I wanted to make sure to pronounce the name right, of course. He's playing Wonka. And I think, like, I was watching it, and I think he brings the charm of the original Wonka, but he brings the childlike love and like just randomness too of it.
Yes.
Because I think you need an equal measure of it, not one too much one way or the other. I think Willy Wonka was a little bit too much of an adult. Charlie in the Chocolate Factory Wonka was a little bit too much of a child.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this kind of brings that wonderment to it, but also kind of, you know, he realizes, you know, he's got to, you know, get a shop, do this kind of thing, but still be Wonka.
Right, right. No, I think Timothy's going to be fantastic. I was first exposed to his work in Dune, and I love him. I mean, he does great work, and so I'm excited to see how he does as Wonka. I think he's going to be fantastic.
Yes, and some of the other characters and are actors and actresses in this movie, I think, are really good. I'm a little hesitant about Hugh Grant, only because I realized I watched the trailer for it, and he's an Oompa Loompa,
yes.
Which I think will be kind of cool. But also, like, I don't know how it's going to go, but he is a great actor. So I know, you know, he'll pull off whatever he needs to do. I do like, though, that we're going to have Wonka's mom in some form of way on there, because we haven't seen that in either of the other adaptations.
No. And that's one thing about the character of Willy Wonka. In a sense, he's very mysterious. As Stephanie said, you have this factory that's closed. Nobody goes in or out. Nobody knows a lot about Wonka outside of the lore of what happened to the factory. And I think it'll be interesting to give him a more human element, make him more relatable. That's what makes great characters.
Yes, and well, also, the other thing about the trailer, at least for this new movie, that I was kind of liking, because you're like, oh, well, he's just going to go into a town. He's going to make the town better because he's a chocolate guy and he's going to build a factory or whatever. No, in the trailer, like, he has to get past the chocolate Gestapo kind of thing.
He's really got to break into the old guard or the establishment of chocolate, if you will. He's kind of the outsider. He's trying to make his dream come to life. And eventually, I'm sure we're going to find out. In fact, he does.
Yeah, but it's going to be interesting on how he does it. And I like that they're showing him in his youth.
Yes.
Because, again, we got him as, you know, the adult who was going to be leaving the chocolate business, or at least stepping back.
Yes. I liken the Johnny Depp performance to Peter Pan.
Yeah, I can see that. It's more childlike.
Yes.
Little creepy, but more childlike. But again, I think these movies brought something to each of our generations, and I think elevated the story a little bit more, because I don't remember much about the book, but I know there's some controversies in there.
Yes.
Especially dealing with the Oompa Loompas and stuff. And so, but again, I don't want to, you know, get too dark into there, because again, I haven't read that in
And I want to say time. This episode, in case anybody has any questions, it's been a while since I've read the book. So we are not endorsing anything and everything in any work that we cover on this podcast. We are simply covering the stories and what they meant to us at the time that we were exposed to them originally.
Yes, and if you want more information about like the new movie coming out or any other new movies, nerd news or anything like that, really, we're not the place for that. We're nostalgia-based. We're talking about the stuff we grew up on, and then just harkening back now to maybe a newer movie coming out to kind of, you know, show, talk about it just a little bit. But Nerd Informants, they're the place to go for all your nerd news, finding about movies, movie reviews, anything like that. So what you'll do is find Nerd Informants on Facebook, and they'll be able to keep you updated, or on Twitter, Thread, or wherever you get your nerd news at. But they're the place to go. And we are here for nostalgia, and we want to hear from you. Like, what movies do you want to see coming up, or, you know, in the next season or anything like that? Do you want us to be talking about nostalgia-wise? Do you agree with some of the stuff we've been talking about? Mm-hmm. Tell us facts maybe we didn't know. I know I have one cool Willy Wonka fact. Because, you know, I love to give facts for all this. And I also have a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory fact, too. So for Willy Wonka, the chocolate river was made from 150,000 gallons of water, real chocolate, and cream.
That's why it looks like a Yoo-Hoo.
Yeah. The filmmakers had to change the formula from Chocolate River because the original the original concoction they were using turned to real blood red. So it was turning blood red, and that was not good. So it's because of the cream and everything that the mixture began to spoil, and by the end of filming, the smell was terrible.
Right.
They said. Wow. So, and again, I'm getting all these facts from IMDb. So, and I'm not checking them as thoroughly as I probably should, but these are just cool little fun facts.
Yes.
For Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, one thing you all don't know about me is I love squirrels. They're so cool. They had 40 squirrels were trained for the scene where they were to pounce upon the kid. What was her name? I forgot her name, but in the nutshelling room.
Oh, yes. Brucosol.
Yes. And in the original, that was the Golden Goose room.
Yes.
But for the Charlie and Chocolate Factory, it was the nutshelling room. So they trained these 40 squirrels to jump on her. And so that's really cool.
Props to her for enduring that. I'm sure that was not a pleasant experience.
No, definitely not.
I want to ask everybody, and maybe we can make this a separate clip. I don't know how long we are on the podcast. But I want to ask you, why do you think, or do you think, that Wonka seemed indifferent or uncaring when the kids would fall into peril? And if so, why was he so uncaring?
Personal opinion?
Yes.
They're spoiled brats. He told them what not to do. The one person not to chew that gum. He told the one person not to mess with the geese.
See, that'll be interesting. I don't know how true. I'd have to go back and look at the trailer for the Wonka movie coming out. But from what I remember, just watching it not too long ago, Timothy's Wonka seems to have more in common with Charlie in terms of trying to make something of himself and not really having all of the resources that other people have. I don't know if he would be considered poor, but I think it'll be interesting. He seems like, as a child, he'd have more in common with Charlie than the other kids.
Yeah, which I think also brings up a good point, too, of, you know, having to come up from nothing or come up from very little or make a name for yourself. Yes. And the struggle with that.
Absolutely.
In this one also, he has a buddy. I don't know who she's going to be in that movie, but I mean, it feels like that's his buddy. And I feel like that'll help bring like the family, but also the child wonderment, because she is a child.
Yeah.
Folks, thank you so much for listening to Popcorn and Lore. We enjoy recording these messages, and we also want you to enjoy being able to listen to them and have an opinion in there. So go to our Facebook page. Okay. Find Popcorn, the word and then Lore. And on Facebook to listen to the audio. Of course, you can always find us on the Branson Podcast Network, also on Spotify or anywhere else you get your podcast at. And the next episode we're going to be talking about is
High School Musical.
Thank you, Popcornalorians. Have a great day and
keep on imagining.